Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Well, hello there. I'm back, like in sort of proper normal mode. It's the morning, and I'm very tired. So good, good to have you. Hey, fun side note for you. I've started playing charades with my child. Absolutely top trolling from him. Top trolling. He's got the hang of it. He understood the whole thing. When you find yourself screaming at your child, "Spinny the Pooh! Spinny the Pooh! What could it possibly be? Spinny! Come on!" He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. Unbelievable. Little brat. Anyway, he had a lovely birthday, to those of you who asked. Thank you very much. I think, I don't know, obviously I didn't really bother looking at him. No, he did, he had a great time, and so did I. And MPs have voted down proposals introduced by the leader of the House of Commons, and what an illustrious leader, Jacob Rees-Mogg. These would have allowed them to debate complaints about serious bullying and harassment. Yes, that's right. If someone within the House of Commons alleged bullying or harassment, MPs would have been allowed to talk about whether or not they thought that would have happened. Anyway, last night there was an amendment tabled by Labour MP Chris Bryant, which said, "No, I don't think we should be debating complaints against MPs in the chamber." And it passed by 5 votes, just 5 votes.
Ah, hello there, Miss Holmes.
It's Ms. Lane.
Oh, you didn't follow tradition when you got married?
It was a civil partnership.
Well, now, we're here to debate your allegations of bullying. Now it's actually happening. Does that sound like a good and fair idea?
Well, I should not say that.
So, you allege that you've been subject to intimidating behaviour, do you?
Yes.
Does anyone agree?
I mean, I've got a series of incriminating messages from...
I'm sorry. This is a debate and not a trial or an inquiry, so your evidence isn't relevant. What's relevant is the feelings of everyone else here. Sorry, but you coming to this debate riding roughshod over our feelings, well, that just feels like bullying. Yeah. Does anyone else here feel bullied? Down with the bully then! Great debate, everyone! We've routed another tyrant from the chamber!
Etc.
Well, hello again. It's me, Brinsley Dear Love, with more of That's Lovely. It's been a while since I last spoke to you, after extensive negotiation with the channel over my new contract. And even though I've been moved from 1 hour on Sunday afternoons to just half an hour on a Friday night, shaking with fury, I told the channel bosses, "You have killed me. But I'm still here, and so are you, and that's all that matters." Well, now, we've got a double whammy for you today. two lots of That's Lovelies, and this first one comes from Duncan, who says, Dear Barnsley Beer Keller, Brinsley, dear love, it's Brinsley. I'm an avid listener to your show. Well, then you should know it's Brinsley, dear love. And always make sure I take time out from my busy schedule of walking my plants to make myself a cuppa, undress, lie down, apply oil, and take in your soothing voice. Such is your effect on my well-being that I record your programs to play back to the Village Horticultural Society at our monthly meeting. We make ourselves a cuppa, undress, lie down, apply oil, and... well, you get the idea by now. As well as an amateur... no, really, I am a horticulturalist. I do love to bake and have a penchant for making all of the village wedding cakes. They are so romantic, as am I, with flowers from my own patch and all hand-decorated. They are indeed very, very lovely. Oh, Duncan, how exciting. And the whole village looks forward to the next wedding just to indulge themselves with my baked tears. I know that you like to share with your listeners the very lovely things in life, and so I've sent you some pictures I took of my most successful and lovely creations. I do hope you enjoy it, and if you're visiting Little Flange, that's one of the Norfolk Flanges, not the Devon Flange, do please drop in. We are all most hospitable and, dare I say it, inviting. Yours, Duncan. Well, now, let's have a look at some of these. Good heavens above. That's lovelier. Good heavens, a six-tiered cake, a cascade of exquisitely crafted sugar roses festooning the... that's lovely. And that's lovely, too. A more modern take, perhaps. Three tiers, simple and elegant, with different textures applied on each. These are lovely. And perhaps that's loveliest of all. Smooth, classic, a minimalist cake. Festooned with real flowers, I think, in that game. What? It? No! Oh, my God! Oh, man! Oh! Please tell me he sat on that and it's not... Oh, that is not lovely. That is... Oh, it's all... That is not lovely. Everything about that's not lovely. Oh... Come on! Putting the buttock in buttercream. That is not lovely. I'm very sorry about that. Let's press on. Joel. For the attention of Onslow Foxglove. It's... Brinsley Dear Onslow, I've always so enjoyed your gentle stories of loveliness, and I find your features such an oasis of calm, especially in these troubling and confusing times. Over the last few months, I, like many people, have also taken great comfort in the flora and fauna around me in my garden. Here in West Dorset, we are blessed with fertile soil and clement weather that bring out the very best in the English garden. I recently took some snaps that I would like to share with you in the hope that you will find them as lovely as I do. Kind regards, Joel. Here we go. Well, that's lovely. That is a quintessential English garden. I rather like that it's not overly formalised. Beautiful flowers in the borders and a meandering path of manicured lawn. Exquisite. And that's lovely. Two children sharing a book in the sunshine, sitting on the grass. That's lovely. And a kitten! Oh, astride a little log. His attention caught by something. What has he seen? Is it a leaf rustling in the breeze? That's... Oh, man! No! God, no! No, that is not lovely! That is not at all lovely. That is... That's like everything I don't want. That is not lovely. Ah. Oh. Fine. I will see you for more that. And please, it's Brinsley, dear love. It's not difficult. You can email your lovely pictures to nottoday@swanburst.com. And please, only lovely ones. Please. Neil has emailed saying, Jake, what was the end tune on today's episode? That was yesterday's, Tuesday's. Again, I'm up out of my pleather chair and doing the sprinkler to within an inch of my life. So long and thanks. I think I called that quick sampler something, because that's the piece of software I used to make it. I honestly don't remember. I don't remember these things. I made it, I don't know, 3 days ago. Pretty quick sampler. I tell you what I'll do. I'll put it in among the toppest tier. Patreons have access to my entire back catalogue. They can rummage around in. I mean, what you could do, I'm just saying, is if you wanted, you could like subscribe for a month, and then I could give you access, and you just download all of it, and then you could unsubscribe. I mean, it's just thought. Just putting that out there. And then you have all the tunes, because I stick everything in there. Although I haven't for ages, because I'm a terrible person. But I do, generally. Oh my God, shall I do... this just feels like... I honestly feel like some sort of Kardashian. It's not appropriate. But there is an Amazon wish list called Yes Today, Thank You. And people have been sending me things from it, which is insane. And I've got some here, and I got sent the most beautiful trumpet mute. Who sent the trumpet mute? I don't know who did that. And it's the most beautiful thing. I need to get a trumpet. It's all right. Please don't buy me a trumpet. I mean, don't. And I can't open this because Amazon doesn't want me to have this. And I'm pretty sure... This is now. If I didn't have to go somewhere after this, I would actually do this now, because I'm pretty sure this is a carton of booze. Oh my God! It is chocolate orange gin. It's like the vegan version of the Jaffa Cake gin that everyone keeps tweeting. Oh my God! Who gave me this? Who's this from? Thank you. This is ridiculously kind. I'm really... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I have to taste it. Oh, my God, that's delicious. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you. I don't know who to thank. Why don't you message me? It's not today at swanburst.com and tell me if you bought me the trumpet mute or you bought me this delicious gin, which, yes, is right at 8:37 in the morning. Oh, it's very warming. That's amazing. It tastes it's really orangey, and then afterwards it's really chocolatey. It's from that boutique-y gin company. It was the only vegan one I could find. That's delicious. Neil has a theory, which is that after eating Jaffa Cakes, the Danes urinate into bottles. Is that how they make it? I had no idea. And look, there's another one as well. Flippin' heck. I feel like some little Tweety bird. I feel... Oh, it is! Who's this from? Diggory Laycock. Who's Diggory Laycock? Dear Lindsay Beardlove, I'm going to let it go this time. Thanks for the podcast. Oh, I hope that the rumours of Amal Rajan displacing you at the helm of That's Lovely are unfounded. Give it time. From Diggory Laycock. Diggory Laycock? God, I've wanted one of these for years. This is a duck call. Nope. Yes. So... My cousin is really proficient on the duck call, and he can like sing along to tunes. It's all about the air pressure. I wanted to play with one of these for so long. I'm afraid it's just going to be duck call from now on. Every podcast, there's going to be duck calls. Oh, man, that's amazing. I wonder what it's like with a trumpet mute on it. Thank you so much. I'm utterly blown away by your generosity. It is exceptionally nice of you. Thank you. Do you know, I'm going to answer a couple of questions because there are still lots and lots of questions that people asked. I thought I'd go with it. So Pat says, "Hey Jake, well, here's a question I have had for a while. Prepare to redact the name of the station if that makes things easier. But what was the behind the curtain story of the Cull at Name Redacted radio station? To me and many others, losing your show and Name Redacted was such a huge mistake and turned a great station into a great turnoff. Follow-up, your BBC Radio 4 extra hour-long special And We Are Live was utterly brilliant. Do you know if they might let you do another? Hope so. Well, these are lovely questions. Thanks very much, Pat. I'll answer the second one first. So on 4 Extra, yeah, I did a one-hour live show. It was their first ever live programme. Called And We Are Live, and we did a one-hour show, and Harry the Piano was in it, and some amazing other people, including Ruth Bratt, and we wrote a musical during the show, which on reflection was probably a bad idea, but it worked, and Harry the Piano was amazing, as you would expect, and Ruth Bratt extemporized a song, like literally improvised it there and then, and it was just brilliant, and we had a lot of fun, and yes... I was then told that we would do 4 more over the next year, and we didn't. And I don't think it's going to happen now. In fact, I mean, if I'm honest, there are all sorts of plans afoot for things that we might do that might be sort of live or regular or whatever. And the fact that they kind of weren't materializing after a year and a half or more. Of waiting, possibly 2 years. I'm not sure. No, a year and a half. I don't know. Anyway, I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a podcast instead. So I started making this podcast and I have no regrets. So that's that. In terms of the Cull at Name Redacted radio station, I can tell you that the official line I got in the phone call, which I had been expecting, was they were never going to let a loony lefty like you have a radio show on their station. It was a radio station that got assimilated into a much bigger news organization. That's my air quotes news. Yes, it was very much felt that I would not fit the profile. So even though I felt quite scrupulously even-handed on air, I tried to maintain as politically neutral a tone as I could. It's not like I'd gone on singing "Oh Jeremy Corbyn" for 3 hours, but that is the story behind that. Funny times, nowhere to go really. So there you go. Right. I will leave it there. I will see you tomorrow. It's great to be back. I've got some really exciting surprises for you tomorrow. All being well, I've done it again. I keep smashing everything in my house. Before I go, though, I do want to say the best of luck to Lee and his family. Amelia is going down to London with them today. It's a big day. I hope all goes well. Our hearts go with you. Do let us know how you get on. All being well, tomorrow I will have a special guest, Martin Kellner. Who will be doing a little bit. So that's something to get excited about. The mouse is gone. It doesn't matter. Everything's broken. I can't do this anymore. I can't feel my legs. My teeth have exploded. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.